Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, educate and motivate so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we host it weekly to meet your needs.
Hey there, thank you for joining me for another episode of Eat and Elevate with Rhonda. Today, I want to draw your attention to something King Solomon said thousands of years ago. In Ecclesiastes 1, he said, "That which has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, 'See, this is new'? It has already been in ancient times before us." You know, the more life I live, the more I learn how cyclical life is. Have you noticed that things have a way of repeating themselves? Here's just a few things in history that I found some similarities of the past to today. In 1935, John Maynard Keynes introduced a new economic theory, later termed the liquidity trap. It was his radical idea that governments should spend money they don't have while injecting money into the private banking system to decrease interest rates. Sound familiar? However, I'll add it with one caveat. Today, we are printing money to the tune of $1 trillion every 100 days, injecting that money into the Federal Reserve banking system to fund wars domestically and abroad. You may ask, what domestic wars? I'll tell you. The war we are funding with Planned Parenthood, giving them millions to aid in killing babies in and just outside of the womb. How about the war of lawfare, giving state prosecutors, district attorneys, and judges cash and favors and backdoor deals to interfere in our electoral process? Oh, and then let's also talk about the war with crime syndicates that are flooding our borders with drugs and illegal men of military age. If you didn't know, we are in a war. Here's another cyclical history fact that I found out. In 1937, the Hindenburg, which was the first airship of its time, burst into flames mid-air. Today, in 2024, Boeing commercial airplanes are catching on fire while in mid-air. In 1939, the mega movie Gone with the Wind was released. On April 7th, 2024, Gone with the Wind, an 85th anniversary edition, was reprised and released. Here's another striking similarity. In 1939, World War II began when Hitler invaded Poland. Today, in 2024, world leaders have joined forces to plot invasions against America and Israel. Just last week, I saw an image online of German Nazi soldiers arm in arm preventing Jewish students from entering a university in Vienna, Austria, back in the 1930s. And right now, as we speak, the same thing is happening at Columbia University and many prestigious as well as, you know, second tier universities in America. Anti-Jewish, pro-Hamas protesters have taken over universities all across America, setting up encampments. When I saw all of this on news outlets, I immediately asked, where are they getting all this money from to stage all of this? I know when I was in college, and probably when you were in college as well, we barely had enough money to buy ramen noodles. So I'm wondering, where did these same color-coded tents come from? Days later, I got my answer. The internet posted several articles linking all of these protests to funding from none other than George Soros, his son Alexander Soros, and their Open Society Foundation. Shocking, right? If it's not him, it's Bill Gates. If it's not Gates and Soros, it's American taxpayer dollars, unbeknownst to most American taxpayers, of us being used as pawns to sponsor homegrown or international conflicts. Here is another historical event that happened in the 1930s that is repeating itself in some ways today. In 1933, President Roosevelt began the New Deal, which was a response to the Great Depression. In it, he provided financial support to the unemployed, the youth, and the elderly. Now, in 2021, Biden established the Green New Deal, which is a response to quote unquote climate change to lower the carbon footprint. This, in my opinion, is what is going to cause us to go into depression. Did you know that governments are piloting UBI, which is universal basic income or guaranteed basic income in most major cities? I shared this in a previous episode, but what UBI is your local government who gets money from your taxes will then give lump sum amounts to other individuals every month with quote unquote no strings attached. So instead of these individuals going out, working, gaining skills, starting businesses, creating commerce, providing jobs for others, and living that American dream, which has quickly become a nightmare under this current administration, they want people to not work and sit at home and take their universal basic income, which is just a redistribution of wealth. To me, it's an illegal search and seizure. Taking money out of my pocket to put in your pocket when we both can go work and earn wages to put money in our own pockets. Do you see the problem with this? And how about this? If they give you money today, they can also opt to not give you money tomorrow. Did you know that they are trying to move society towards eating bugs as your protein rather than chicken, fish, beef, pork, tofu? All to lower your carbon footprint. Did you know that the two biggest landowners of U.S. farmland is China and Bill Gates? So as they eat meat, they want the rest of us to be eating bugs. And guess what? If you accept their UBI, their universal basic income, that's all you'll be able to afford. Their plan is to have an elite class and a slave class. No longer will some be on welfare. Their plan is for everybody to be on welfare. So go do some research and check out how this whole thing has worked out in places like Venezuela and now Haiti. So we have to critically think about these issues. So when you get a chance, please go look up universal basic income and then go to the news feature of Google and see where they've tried it and what those cities look like. So be very, very careful of taking anything for quote unquote free with no strings attached. It is a complete and utter lie that they want you to voluntarily buy into. It's the same way they got you to volunteer for something to go into your body 4 years ago that they offered for free. As a sidebar, recently, CDC released a report disclosing the 780,000 cases. The 780,000 documented cases of vaccine injuries related to that thing you put in your body. I'm going to link the article in the description box for you to see it for yourself. Let me say this. It is dangerous. It is a very, very dangerous mistake with terminal consequences to be more trusting of your government than you are of our most high and holy God. So let's continue. Here's another provision of this Green New Deal. Biden has mandated that by 2030, which is just 5.5 years from now, that half the vehicles on the road must be electric. For instance, if you bought a car brand new in 2020, by 2030, your car is only 10 years old with a lot of life left in it, depending on your driving habits, of course. But with this mandate, it's likely that they will likely stop making replacement parts for that vehicle. Or they could do what Apple does with iPhones. As we inch closer and closer to 2030, they could program the computer in your car to cause malfunctions that can't be fixed. This all sounds conspiratorial, right? But if we don't get these people and their minions out of office, mark my words, this will happen. But I digress. According to liberal sources, Biden's electric vehicle mandate will result in the loss of 75,000 jobs, but it's likely more, because for them to ensure the demise of fuel cars by half, the plan would have to include greatly reducing the manufacturing and producing of gasoline vehicles, gasoline stations. You also don't need as many mechanics. Oh, and you won't need transmission fluid. You won't need spark plugs. You won't need oil. You won't need oil filters. You won't need gaskets or even oil changes. So there goes Jiffy Lube and that whole sector. And while we're here, have you all heard about the many company layoffs that are occurring? For instance, UPS is laying off 12,000 people. Google is laying off 12,000. Citigroup, Citibank, all of that, 20,000, laid off 20,000 people. IBM laying off 94,000 people. Walmart and Cisco laying off 2,000. Well, Walmart is laying off 2,000 people. Cisco laying off 4,000 people. Southwest Airlines laying off 2,000 people. Estee Lauder laying off 3,000 people. And this is just a snapshot. There are far more companies than I could even list here. And many retailers and food service providers have closed altogether. Oh, and guess what? Over the weekend, while we were all asleep, another bank collapsed. And you may say, why? Why is all this happening? Because history repeats itself. This is not unlike what happened in the 1930s during the time of the Great Depression, or in 2008 and 2009 during the Great Financial Collapse. So for all of those who keep listening to CNN, MSNBC, Yahoo News that says we're not in a recession, nor are we headed into a depression, again, you need to critically think about the information that you hear and then look with your own two eyes, listen with your own two ears, and figure out what's really happening. And so in addition to all of that that's going on in the world, now we have this tornado-like emergence of AI or artificial intelligence that will account for a boatload of jobs and industries being decimated. I'm sure you are seeing all of these ads and people saying you got to get in on this, especially if you missed out on getting the Amazon stock way back when, or Bitcoin when it was like $30 a coin. But just know that the more you invite AI in, is the more you are making your usefulness of much uselessness in your place of employment. So what am I saying? They're not going to need you once they use you to program their AI. That's just a reality. And so according to Elon Musk, AI will be smarter than any human by next year, 2025, which again is not that far away. We're talking about what, six, seven months from now. So first he says publicly, we should slow down the development of AI. Then he said 2 days ago, if corporations are not investing billions in AI, they will not be able to compete. My question is, compete with what? And compete in what? We make nothing in this country anymore. And if the plan is to have AI do the jobs that you and I are currently doing, which clearly that is the plan, would one company's robot be competing or trying to outdo another company's robot? And why would I want to perpetuate that? So I got the side eye on Elon. In fact, I don't trust anybody who is trying to play mad scientist by putting chips in brains. So why am I detailing all of this for you? Because there is nothing new under the sun, like King Solomon said. And right now, today, we have the same things happening across prominent university campuses that we had during times of the past. Individuals fueled with the same hate rhetoric directed at Jewish students or Jews as a whole and those in support of them. Many are unable to attend classes or participate in commencement exercises. A young lady at Yale was stabbed in the eye by one of these anti-Jew protesters who was still on the loose. I've heard many of these kids share in a lot of these reports that they don't feel safe on campus. Some say they don't even feel safe in America. And how could they? They're being targeted everywhere they turn. And so for all of you who've kind of like, you know, kind of thrown a deaf ear to what's going on these college campuses, or is like, you know, oh, well, that's them, that's not me. If you profess to be a Christian, if you profess to be an American, if you profess to be a Canadian, they scream death to us too. So after they finish whatever they doing with the Jews, with our Jewish brothers and sisters, they're going to then turn that their vitriol onto Christians and Americans. So keep that in mind. These very ignorant and mind manipulated young people have been weaponized against their own nation. These American college kids who were born and raised in these United States are shouting death to America, death to Jews, and death to Israel, who many don't even know what or why they are protesting. In fact, a reporter asked two young ladies who attend NYU while on Columbia University's campus why they were there and what they were protesting, and neither knew. Then I watched a video of a UCLA professor screaming at an Israeli student holding his national flag. The reporter asked the professor what she was protesting, and her response, I mean, it was really a rant. It really was not a response. She was really like very, very angry. All of these people, they manifested, the demonic entities in them begin manifesting. And so she started her rant, and she was screaming. She was protesting Israel and Biden's genocide of Palestinians. And so the student bravely said to her, directly to her, Hamas is killing their own people. There are reports that Hamas is starving their people. America and the UN sends in trucks of food, and Hamas takes it and doesn't disperse it to the people. They keep it for themselves. They keep it for their leaders and that sort of thing. They hide it in their tunnels. You must understand that before this invasion by Hamas, these two groups, Israelis and Palestinians, were living peaceably. There are Palestinians who were living and working in Israel, and Israel didn't bother them. In fact, many Jews employed the Palestinians in their businesses, providing them with income. However, in Gaza, Jews cannot live there because Hamas governs the country and would kill them. So these kids are very, very miseducated and uninformed, and likely, like those two young ladies, don't even know what they are protesting. So to see these protests erupting all over the nation at colleges, which in our history seems to be where most protests begin, let us know that universities and colleges are ground zero for breeding terrorism. These professors know that these kids' brains are not fully developed yet. And so, parents, let me help you. The reason why your teenager or college kid acts as irrational as they do is because their brains are not fully developed. Our brains don't fully develop until around age 26. That's four from 30. You know, I'm pretty sure that these professors are well aware of this. So they manipulate them by teaching half-baked narratives. Then to compound it, Soros has paid some young radicals who may have already graduated college but can still pass as a student to come in and further mobilize armies of kids to encamp, to violate Jewish students' rights, to vandalize and perpetuate violence. And unfortunately, too many of these kids can be bought for sandwiches, Starbucks, and sticky buns. It's sad, and these are our future leaders. And so we as parents, guardians, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles, we have to bear the responsibility for some of this. In our quest to give our kids a better life, we've made them fodder for evil and are ill-equipped to critically think. I know when I was growing up, my mom didn't give me the answer. She would tell me to go look it up and then report back to her my findings. And then she would give me all of these hypotheticals and say, well, what if this or what if that? So then I had to go look that up or critically think my way through it. We have to start challenging our kids to think, because we know they will be targeted by society when we're not around, to hate America and the values we hold dear. And so what makes, or shall I say, made America different from other nations around the world? It is a simple 7-letter word. It's liberty. What makes Judaism and Christianity different from other religious sects? It's liberty. It's our freedoms. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings," or the gospel, "to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Jesus also says to those who would abide in his word in John chapter 8, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." Then America's founding fathers, when they set out to establish a nation different from everywhere else, pens the Declaration of Independence that begins by stating, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." This is why they are shouting, "Death to Israel, death to Christians, and death to America." They want to end all of our freedoms. Look, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, didn't even exist prior to 9/11. As a result, every time you or I want to travel by air, we have to disrobe and they scan our person in the name of quote unquote safety, when in fact, it's a freedom that was taken. Before, we all could speak out against political or governmental injustices and platitudes in a civil way, but now if you do that, you are canceled, shadow banned, or your bank assets are frozen and your accounts closed. Now, free speech ain't really free anymore, but has been bought and sold by uber wealthy people, and we don't know if any of what the media tells us is even true, or if it's a groupthink narrative they want us to mimic. There is a dark force working through too many weak, willing souls in local, state, and federal government whose aim is to enslave us, control us, and destroy us. And they have been doing it slowly yet purposefully, bit by bit, a little here, a little there. And in my opinion, the ultimate goal is to inject Sharia law into every aspect of society. So you may be asking, what is Sharia law? I'm going to post a link to a video that talks more about it, because it is steeped in a lot of secrecy. So to find, you know, good information on it is very hard. Much of what you'll find online about Sharia law just talks about it being a religious way of living, and it's far, far more to it than that. In essence, what I've learned is that Islamists hold to a deen, a D-E-E-N, which is a socio-political system and framework for managing mankind's affairs that centers around subjugation or dominance, administrative or legislative authority to put pressure to be obedient, using power to enslave or make one obedient. Many practicing Islamists believe that it is their duty to Allah to impose Sharia law upon the world, either through persuasion or by force, and anyone not in Islam is an infidel that must be exterminated. Sound familiar? Why did Hitler do what he did? It was to bring his ideologies about by force. Why are our freedoms being challenged? It is to bring about a new world order and an antichrist regime by force. Why have these college kids been allowed to terrorize these universities? It is because demons are puppeting these kids to overthrow the universities and other established structures by force. But I say, no, not on our watch. So if you would, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus and by the power of Jesus, we take authority over all the power of the enemy that has been operating over these college campuses, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. O God, arise in your indignation and put to shame every power of the oppressor in operation on these college campuses. In Jesus' mighty name, we take back Columbia University, which has become a stronghold for demons and doctrines of demons, to be perpetuated to young, impressionable minds. We command you, dark forces, to loose your hold over these kids in the mighty name of Jesus. We say the blood of Jesus is against you, and we disarm you with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Angel armies of the Lord of hosts, be dispatched to these college campuses and smash, bash, and trash any demonic entity and every satanic agent, and loose them to the judgment of Almighty God. Now we pray for these young people, the professors and the administrators, according to Acts 9:18 and 26:18, that the scales will fall from their eyes would be open, and they receive sight immediately, in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may ask for forgiveness of their sins and receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in you, Lord. We ask this in your high and holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So guys, until we see order restored back to these schools, lawlessness, you know, arrested, I want you to continue to keep praying for these kids as if it were your kid that was caught up in this. And so I don't want to be remiss in not praying, you know, and asking, you know, and praying for you at this time as well. Now, if you have not made a confession of faith in Jesus Christ, let today be that day. The Lord has need of you. The kingdom has need of you, has need of your skills, has need of your gifts, has need of the unique you that God created you to be. So just repeat after me and say, Lord, I am a sinner, and I am in need of a Savior. Please forgive me of my sins. Write my name in your book of life. Come into my heart, live in me, and teach me how to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you sincerely prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. And if you need a Bible, email me and I will get a study Bible out to you as soon as possible. Well, that's it, guys. Please like and share this message. And I thank you once again for listening to these podcast messages and for sharing them with others and for supporting me. I so appreciate it. Now, let me bless your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Wanda podcast.